Fortressum can might be Premier Doug Ford's plan to expedite critical minerals production in the Ring of Fire, but the majority of chiefs with Mattawa First Nations Tribal Council are pushing back that it certainly isn't theirs. In a January 16 news release, the leadership warned that, as they are the inherent, treaty and Aboriginal rights holders to the area in and around the undeveloped Far North Mineral Belt, the Ontario government's ability to grant access to critical minerals within our traditional homelands is precarious. As far as the chiefs are concerned, the Premier's strategy is absent of any participation, input or engagement with the impacted communities. Fortressum can is the Premier's strategy to avoid upcoming U.S. trade tariffs on Canadian goods by using goods and commodities like critical minerals as a bargaining chip to stimulate cross-border trade relations. Ford wants to cut regulatory red tape and fast-track more critical mines into production. Mattawa First Nations is a tribal group representing a collection of remote and road access communities with territorial land claims to the Ring of Fire area. The chief's stance is in stark contrast to Ford's optimistic tone from earlier this week in his news conference. On Monday, Ford said his government has a great relationship with Ontario chiefs, particularly with Auroland First Nation and Chief Sonny Gagnon, who, Ford said, was gung-ho, ready to go, on development, based on the feedback he received from his trips to the region last year. Receiving consent from Auroland is key to building the southern stretch of the proposed north-south road to the Ring of Fire. In his January 13 remarks, Ford added that his government works collaboratively with First Nations but mistakenly said that Mattawa First Nations has nothing to do with Auroland First Nation. The four or five chiefs Ford said he's met on his visits to the Auroland Greenstone are keen on road development and want prosperity for the region. Both Ford and Mines Minister George Peary expressed confidence that an agreement with Auroland would be announced in early March at the PDAC Mining Conference in Toronto. In discussing Ford's remarks, the Chiefs Council huddled over 2 days before finally issuing their position. Signing off on the news release were Sonny Gagnon of Auroland, Cornelius Wabass of Webaki, Saul Atlukan of Ibamatung, Rick Allen of Constance Lake, Sherry Taylor of Jinu Gaming, Proxy Wayne Muniz of Neskantaga and Ogamakon Michael Sugarhead. A Mattawa spokesperson said Long Lake No. 58 Chief Judy Desmoulin wasn't able to attend the meetings and Martin Falls Chief Bruce Acne-Pinescombe wasn't able to attend today, but he did review a version of the media release yesterday. The spokesperson didn't specify if Acne-Pinescombe approved of the release. Acne-Pinescombe did not immediately respond to an email query by Northern Ontario Business. Both Martin Falls and Webaki First Nations are key development partners in a Ring of Fire road. The chiefs said in the release that much work needs to be on the relationship building side before any activity takes place. Since Ontario Premier Ford has taken office in 2018, First Nations in Mattawa have attempted to formally establish a working relationship with the Ontario government on a meaningful approach to advancing our relationships for the development of the North, including the proposed Ring of Fire. Our First Nations have protocols on access to our lands that need to be followed. Back in 2019, Northern Development and Indigenous Affairs Minister Greg Rickford axed the Regional Framework Agreement process, started in 2014 by the previous Liberal government, in an attempt to refresh the Ring of Fire consultation process. Ontario public interest and reconciliation requires progressive leadership at the premier and ministerial levels, said the chiefs, who urged caution to those relying on one-sided views held by the Ontario government related to the rights and interests of the Mattawa region. The Mattawa Chiefs Council call on the Premier of Ontario to reconsider the colonial approach underway and to meet with us collectively as a matter of priority. It is unfortunate that other First Nations like Sturgeon Lake Cree Nation are facing similar difficulties in their relationship with their Premier, Alberta Premier Danielle Smith. The MCC stands behind Sturgeon Lake Cree Nation in their position that their land is not for sale.